This is Busting Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Busting Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Busting Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbly and also under thy mighty hand today, tonight, just a thanking you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just a thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you're God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Look upon us with grace, mercy, and love. Look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily beset us, we just shake it off. Actually, put it in our head, put it in the sea of forgetfulness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, anoint yourself to clay. Hide me behind Calvary's cross here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Hallelujah. We bind up all technical difficulty. If anything, don't try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Pray that people's hearts receive that word in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, living God, come on in. Like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight. We thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for salvation to go forth this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. For we have not cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in any time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, pray that you pray for us and with us as we talk about developing a biblical mindset. Developing a biblical mindset. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the scriptures are not fairy tales, myths, or cleverly devised tales, or the philosophy of men. Here the Apostle Peter states that we are eyewitnesses of His Majesty. The Apostle John says that he saw with his own eyes, heard with his own ears, and touched with his own hands the word of life, which is Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, scripture is not based on the speculation of men, but on the eyewitness account of what God has said and what He has done. People of God, not only is scripture an eyewitness account, but it is origin. It's not even from man. Origin is not in man, but in the Holy Spirit. Yes, as we invite the Holy Spirit of God to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Beloved, the manner in which the Holy Spirit communicates revelation from God, the Father, can vary. Yes, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, God spake long ago unto the fathers by the prophets in many portions and in many ways. It could have been directly, as in the case of Adam and Moses, or it could have been in a physical manifestation of himself, as with Abraham, or in a dream, or vision, or to an angel. God spoke in many ways and in many portions under the Old Testament. Beloved, whatsoever or however the greatest means of God's communication to us has been through His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the radiance of His glory and excellent and exact representation of His nature. Yes, we have God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three agree as one, as the Godhead. Yes, the life and teaching of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are written down for us in the four Gospels, the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Here we see in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 16, it says, and all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Yes, I'm going to say it again. In 2 Timothy, verse 16, when we say all scriptures, not some, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Developing a biblical mindset. A question may be asked, what is the basis of truth? People of God, the revelation of God to His prophets and apostles, which we call the Bible, and of which Jesus said, thy word is truth. Thy word is absolute truth. In the book of John, 17, verse 17, it says, sanctify thyself. Set yourself apart through thy word. Thy word is true. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God's word will last. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will endure forever and ever. We, as believers in Christ, as we read the scriptures, we can have total confidence in their accuracy and reliability. You can't add to them, or you can't take away from the word of God. The word of God, absolute truth. The word of God for a child of God is what we measure our life to. Absolute truth. God's word is our measuring stick. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we follow the word of God, which is the truth, and not the vain philosophies and speculations of men. As born-again believers, we will have a biblical mindset when every thought is controlled or at least influenced by the word of God. You see, the word of God doesn't change. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. God promises in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. God's word will stand that it has stood thus far, the test of time. It will stand when heaven and earth shall pass away. But God's word shall abide forever and ever. Here we see in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, Bible says, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the will of God, is that which is good and acceptable and pleasant and perfect. Hallelujah. Yes, my brothers and sisters of Christ, when it says brethren, it's talking about, hallelujah, the brothers and the brethren in the house of God. By God's mercy, we have to remember that we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. God has drafted us into the beloved family of God. He has extended mercy, grace, and love upon our lives. But we, in turn, have to do something. We, in turn, have to present our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This is at least the least that we can do because of what Jesus did, shedding his blood for us on Calvary. As God has allowed us to still be here in the land of living, he has allowed us to be on top of the ground and the ground not on top of us. It is an honor and a pleasure to serve our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one with all power in his hand, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head, and which is a conjunction in Romans 12, verse 2, it said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfected. Hallelujah. God is good. He wants our mind to be changed, our heart to be changed. We must get in position and get our life in alignment with the will of God by studying God's word. Bible says study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not to be conformed to this world. Because remember, we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Newness of man, newness of heart. God have forgiven us and cleansed us. The old man have been wiped. Our slate has been wiped clean. We are a new man in Christ. Old things have passed away. The old have become new. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us be willing, ready to let the Lord work on us. Let the Lord clean us up, turn us around, set our foot on solid ground. So again, tonight we are talking about developing a biblical mindset, a mindset that is set on the things of God, a mindset that has been changed, that we'll be able to rebuke negativity and speak what thus says the Lord in accordance to what the word of God is saying over every situation that we may experience in our walk with Christ. So people of God, the Apostle Paul here is saying that in view of God's greatest mercy to you in providing you with salvation, you need to live your life as a living sacrifice for him. Yes, because of Jesus, for what he did, shedding his blood on Calvary, he bridged the gap between God and man. He made it possible for our sins to be forgiven. He shed his blood for remission of our sin. Beloved, God has already brought you with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You who are in Christ is not dead to sin. It is only reasonable that you, as a follower of Christ, live your life in a holy manner and in a way that pleases God. We serve a holy God. We serve a God that is holy. Be ye holy, for he is holy. We serve a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. Live a life that is pleasing to God, I say. Live a life to where your video line up with your audio. Child of God, we are living in 2021, living in a society that seeks to try to mold you into being like everyone else in this world. This world is passing away. This world is dark. This world is full of sin. Each and every day, when we look around us, wickedness is growing rampant throughout the land. The Bible says, where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. We need the Lord to intervene. We need God to intervene in our lives, to help us to overcome in areas where we may be weak. Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Apostle Paul again reminds us, as followers of Christ, do not be conformed to this world, and its influences. Yes, again, the word let us know in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's people of God, because of what Jesus has done for us in redeeming us from our sin. We are to be living sacrifices for him. That means we are to die to self on a daily basis and to live for his glory each and every day of our lives. There is no such thing as being a part-time. You're either in or you're out. You either hear from God or you're not. God don't want us to be a part-time Christian who demand a full-time God. No, God wants us. God is full-time. He don't change. He wants his people to be 24/7 a child of his each and every day of our lives. We, as born-again believers, have no business trying to have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. There is no middle ground with God. Either you're for him or you're against him. Either you're all the way or no way. Here, beloved, we are freed from the Mosaic law and dying to it. It is so that we can serve our God in the newness of the Spirit instead of the bondage of the letter. I am still a slave, but my master is not righteousness instead of sin. Yes, born again believers of Christ, after we gave our life to Christ, repented of our sin, humble ourselves on bended knees and bow down heads, looking onto the hill from which coming our help. Our help coming from God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are born again on a spiritual level. In the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ living in me. And the life which I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yes, I am crucified with Christ and no longer live, but Christ liveth in me. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we see here in the scriptures, that the word of God is powerful. The word of God is everlasting. The word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand forever. Here, when we see when Paul was talking to the Galatians and he gave the testimony, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live, in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we thank God tonight for Jesus. We thank God because of Jesus, he paid the price, became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, shed his blood for the remission of our sins on Calvary. Yes, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's our saving example to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. Jesus Christ, he's Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus Christ, when they nailed him to the cross, they drove stake in his hands and in the ankle of his feet. They drove the place a crown of thorns on his head. They raised him up, stretched him wide, pierced him in his side. Water and blood came trembling down. The thunder started roaring. The lightning started flashing. And the dead that was in tombs woke up and walked among the living. Jesus Christ, that event that took place, went down in history as one of the greatest that ever took place. Jesus, they took him off that cross, placed him in a borrowed tomb. And afterwards, after 3 days and three nights, he rose up with power from on high. Yes, that's the type of God that we serve. That's the type of God that loved us, that gave his begotten son to become that ultimate sacrifice for us. He paid the penalty for sin. He shed his blood. As the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there'll be no remission of sin. Yes, my beloved, like Paul, we are crucified with Christ and no longer live it, but Christ in us. So again, tonight we are talking about developing a biblical mindset. Thank you, Lord. We'll be right back. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we're talking about developing a biblical mindset. We just hope and pray that whoever is listening in tonight, hallelujah, and those that will be listening in at a later date, we just want to pray in advance that whatever you believe in God for, hallelujah, we just touch and agree according to what his will and his time. We ask God just to intervene in your behalf, to grant you your heart desire as you walk in obedience to what the word says. In 1 Samuel 15:22, the be closing verse, it says to obey is better than sacrifice and to hearken than the fat of rams. So again, tonight we're talking about development in a biblical mindset. So people of God, after we got saved from our sins, the Holy Spirit began to work on our hearts and mind, giving us the power, hallelujah, the power through the Holy Spirit to change. Child of God, the first step taken was to convince you that your old ways of thinking was wrong. Yes, that the old thoughts are discarded and replaced with a new way of thinking. Bible says again in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So once we experience the born-again experience on a spiritual level, our whole life has been changed, and our thinking has to be changed also. If we get a different focus of who we are and whose we are in Christ, our way of living will be different. So, beloved, as your mind becomes renewed, your thoughts and beliefs should change, which results in behavior which proves what the perfect will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in your life. So as a born-again believer of Christ, a question may be asked, how can Scripture accomplish these changes? Well, we are reminded here in the book of 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Again, it's talking about the Scriptures. All Scriptures, not some, all Scriptures is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, equipped thoroughly unto all. Notice that the verse started off by saying that all Scriptures is God-breathed, and it is, and it does not come by man, but it comes by God, by the Spirit of God. It is God's word. Second, these God-breathed writings are profitable. They are good for doing something useful, and they are beneficial. They will assist the person in accomplishing what the Apostle Paul mentioned in the end of the verse, in verse 17. They will assist you in becoming equipped for every good work, because, beloved, the Holy Spirit must also be at work in order to convince and to empower you to apply the Scriptures, the Scripture truth in your life, equipping you for every good work. Here we see the benefit of what the Scripture does. It is profitable. It is beneficial. It equips us It helps us. We start out as a babe in Christ, designed to sincere milk of the word. And as we grow in faith, everything that we get from God is by faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them, that them may seek him. So we are seeking God here tonight. We are seeking him while he may be found. As we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. So, beloved, the Holy Spirit must also be at work in order to convince and to empower us to apply the scriptures, truth, in our lives, to equip us for every good work, developing a biblical mindset. As believers in Christ, the word of God, of what is right and what is wrong. And it is used by the Holy Spirit to bring us under conviction. Also, correction, which means literally to restore to an upright or right state. Correction, it points the way back to fellowship with God. If a person falls in a place of error, say it again, correction, it means literally to restore it to an upright position or right state. Correction, it points the way back to fellowship with God, our Father. For any reason that a born-again believer of Christ falling in a place of error, Bible says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Next, we look at this instruction. Instruction is specifically linked with righteousness and training the individual in it. It means walking beside them and guiding them, helping them to put into practice the facts that they already know. Doctrine, it shows us the path of fellowship with God. Beloved, do you have a biblical mindset here tonight? As believers in Christ, the word of God must be acted upon consistently and not to be used as a formula. Consistency is the key to developing godly habits. We have to decide to start on it on a daily basis and not just occasionally. Remember, God is looking for full-time Christians, not part-time, who demand a full-time God. God wants us to be 100% in tune with what he's doing. Child of God, your routine on an everyday basis will define. Use God's word as the basis for forming your thoughts, so God's word become your word. God wants us to speak as he speaks. He wants us to believe him. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, beloved, when you become consistent with godly habits, you will have godly character, and your godly character will become your life's testimony. Again, beloved, when you become consistent with godly habits, you will have godly character, and your godly character will become your life's testimony. So start developing godly character by catching up with the Lord's way of thinking. As the Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek first, ye first, aim at, and strive after, first, the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And all these things shall be added unto you. We must seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. Seek him in spirit and in truth. Develop a biblical mindset here in the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. It says, if then ye have been risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Child of God, if you are really raised up with Christ, your entire focus will be changed to the things that are above. You see, we can't serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other, or will hate one and love the other. You can't serve God and mammon. Mammon is the riches, the influence, a worldly possession. Beloved, a change of mind follows a change in focus. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, a change of mind follows a change in focus. Brothers and sisters of Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, God will never violate your free will for you to be who you want to be. As a child of God, remember what the word, what the book of Galatians 3, verse 16 says. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. Let it dwell in you richly towards wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. That is why it is so important for us to focus some of our time each and every day in the Word of God, in our study and meditation of God's Word. Let our minds be renewed into thinking like God wants us to think. Again, the word says, study to show thyself approved on the God of workmen that needed not be ashamed, rather divided the word of truth. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, God wished to change us from the inside out, but he expects our cooperation with his Holy Spirit. Believers of Christ, whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord by giving thanks to God, the Father, through Jesus Christ. Remember this always. When we change our vision, our mindset, our instinct, our knowledge, and our practice, and give these changes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we will find ourselves walking well along the path of becoming more like Jesus. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus, developing a biblical mindset, brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, always remember this, that our thoughts have the power to paralyze or motivate us, either to thrust us into the depths of despair or to propel us to the heights of celebration. They can center us in truth or lead us slowly but steadily down the destructive path of deception. Yes, that's why, brothers and sisters in Christ, we must get to the point where we know the scriptures for ourselves, that we may be able to try the Spirit by the Spirit and see if they are of God. Child of God, having the mind of Christ, it comes by taking our thoughts captive at every moment in time. In life, we are fighting an eternal battle that can bring us one step closer to Christ or to pull us further away from Christ. We have to understand that while we are here, we are fighting a battle, a spiritual battle with an invisible enemy, but we know his name, the devil. Bible says he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. He only comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So, beloved, we can feed our deceived, self-centered, and self-destructive thinking until we become enslaved by sinful thought process, or we can focus on God's truth as revealed in his holy word. The choice is ours. Yes, we have the power to choose which thought we will entertain and which one we will discard. God invites us to focus in on the absolute truth, God's truth, the word of God. And one of the best ways we do this is through prayer. Bible said in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, to pray. Hallelujah. Pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing, doing good or not so good. Pray. When you have money in the bank and your money gets strange, pray. It is an open communication, the lifeline, spiritual lifeline to God. Pray in a quiet, secret place in your secret closet, talking to God on a daily basis. So ask God to remove all false thinking and negativity from you and to replace it with his absolute truth, the word of God, which is the gospel, which is God's word, and it is true. Yes, having the mind of Christ is by feeding our minds with God's truth, his holy word, the holy scriptures, and the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. The word says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it tells us that the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to the divider, soul, and spirit, the joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. You see, God's word, it dispels darkness. In and destroyed. Deception. And it destroys lives and transforms our thinking until our thoughts begin to resemble his thoughts. God says in the book of Isaiah, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. So we have to understand that each and every day of our life, let us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Come to him on bended knees and bow down hands, looking on to the hills from which coming our help. Our help coming from the Lord here this night and forever and forevermore. We just thank the Lord and we just praise him tonight as we talk on developing a biblical mindset. Remember what 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21 said, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, that is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in any time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God for the teaching tonight about developing a biblical mindset. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. We say amen to the scriptures. But now as we open up the doors, hallelujah, to give you a chance that if you're not right with God, give you a chance to know him. To know him and to love him. First thing that we bring to your attention is according to Romans 10:13. That says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If that's you tonight, hallelujah, don't put off today, tonight, for what you can put it off until tomorrow. Because today is the day of salvation. Today is the Lord's day. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come for you. If the word of God have touched you, if the word of God have moved you, gave you a plate, gave you a chance to look within and see how desperate you are to change for God. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that we repent of our sin, where it says, therefore, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus, from the dead, but with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. God is good and worthy to be praised. He's still moving in this pandemic. He's still in the soul-saving business. This is a time for you to get right with him. This is a time to take, there is his invitation on a spiritual level that he gave to each and every one of us. God is good and worthy to be praised. If you'd like to get in contact with us, at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries. You can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70519. Again, you can reach us at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70519. God bless you. Have a blessed night. Have a prosperous, safe, blessed weekend. God's willing, Jesus Terry, pray for us and we'll pray for you. Until Tuesday. God bless. Good night.